Halloween is just around the corner. And 7 in 10 Americans are planning to get their screams this year through decorations, costumes, or creeping into a haunted house. NPR's Allison Keyes visited some haunts and reports on the industry's multi-billion-dollar battle for your souls.
It's dark, the people in front of you are cringing, and hey, what's that stuff hanging from the ceiling? Kim Yates, proprietor of Kim's Crypt in Baltimore County, Maryland, has been terrifying customers at her old-school haunt for 18 years, and she makes sure her volunteer monsters can get their roar on.
A little bit, like, louder volume. Like that.
Yates lives and breathes Halloween. Her car's a hearse, and she has a copious collection of figurines that she began at age 9 after a trip to Disney World.
My dad bought me a monster mask, and all the way home, 95 North, I was scaring kids and people.
Yates customers, such as Dawn Kerman, love bringing their kids to this neighborhood haunt on the basement level of a storefront college.
I mean, it took us 2 minutes to get here, free parking, you know, and relatively inexpensive to get in.
But it's not inexpensive to Yates. She's got to pay for insurance, taxes, supplies, and building fees out of the $15 she charges her 4,000 visitors a year. But Yates says she's not in this for the money.
I'll buy a dollar hamburger from McDonald's and make it last all week because I just love this, you know, and I'll buy a really cool mask or something like that.
Larry Kirshner is with HauntWorld.com, which has 4,000 listings for haunted houses around the country. He says many of the owners he's talked to this year are doing a lot more discounting, including his 3 epic haunts in St. Louis.
Obviously, the economy has had an impact on everything. So it's not like, you know, our attendance is like horrible. But without a lot of discounting, it probably wouldn't be as strong as it is right now.
Kirshner also says the season for haunting is longer now, from September into November. He says those at the helms of haunts are stepping it up to keep aficionados shaking in their boots because the business has evolved far beyond the old J.C.'s charity events where you stuck your hand into a bowl of cold spaghetti masquerading as intestines.
As we, like, came out of the 80s and started getting into the 90s, it was the haunted house industry, solely 100%, that built the entire $7 billion Halloween retail industry.
We realized that, you know, you have to spend money to make money.
At Bennett's Curse in Maryland, halfway between Baltimore and Washington, D.C., owner Alan Bennett says he spent between $5,000 and $15,000 each on at least a dozen giant animatronic monsters. Admission here is almost double Kim's Crypt, but there are hundreds of wall panels, fancy animation, and 3D effects in a building with almost 18,000 square feet of haunt space. Bennett is also offering some discounts this year, but says customers come anyway because they are haunted house people.
It's not recession-proof per se, but it definitely is something that can absorb a bad economy because it's so seasonal.
He means seasonal for the customers because both Bennett and Kim Yates say they work year-round to freshen their haunts, and Yates opens on other dates than Halloween.
We do Valentine's, Friday the 13th, 4th of July, and Christmas.
Which she calls cryptness. Clearly, participating in what's now the second largest retail holiday in the nation is not for the faint of heart. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.